Join me in a warm welcome for Roger McGuinn.
Skyline, sailed across the ocean blue, been alone on a desert island, and I've been a guru too. Don't you write her off like that, she's a real fine lady, don't you see? Don't you write her off like that. She's a real fine lady, don't you see? I met the girls in every city, every town that I passed through. You won't find one half as pretty, or one with a heart so true. Don't you write her off like that. She's a real fine lady, don't you see? Don't you write her off like that. She's a real fine lady, don't you see? Clap your hands. If you leave her now, he'll get her. Then I know you'll change your mind. You won't find one better. Can't you see the glory in his sight? Don't you write her off like that. She's a real fine lady, don't you see? Don't you write her off like that.
Some years ago, a friend of mine was putting a movie together, and he wanted a song that was custom made for the movie, so he asked me if I'd write him one, and I wrote this for him.
River flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Oh, river flows, but you won't wash down, take it from the slow. All he wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow, but you want to wash down, take it from the shore.
Sacred mountain and wander through the forest, where the trees have leaves of prism that we collide in colors that no one knows the names of. And when it's time, I go away beside a legendary fountain till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. If you think I'm ready, me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another. And I will want to die beneath the white cascading waters. She may beg, she may plead, she may argue with her logic and mention all the things I will do that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.
Here's a song about being on the road and having a good time doing it. A song that Pete always likes me to sing for.
California summers, New England falls, Colorado winters, the wild wind calls, the wild wind calls. Springtime dogwoods blossom in every southern town, and now's the time to get around. Sweet memories we will have, sweet memories, yes we'll have. Sounds, Davis Island Lighthouse, Circus Clowns, Sarasota Clown, and Mrs. Wilkes for dinner in old Savannah Town, and now's the time to get around. Sweet memories. Yes, we live. Sweet memory, you and me.
Roger, first off, I want to mention that I am indebted to this man for completely turning his schedule upside down in order to be with us this morning. He's not due in New York until Wednesday for two shows at the Lone Star Cafe. So if you want the complete Roger McGuinn treatment, that's the place to be on Wednesday night this week, the 26th. The Lone Star Cafe on 5th Avenue. Roger will be there with some other friends of ours, Aztec Two Step, for two shows at 10:30 and 12:30, so get on down and see Roger in action for the whole show. Now, Roger, we build this as a Roger McGuinn update, and there have been some changes in your life in the last year.
Yeah.
One of the biggest has been a geographic change, correct?
Right, right.
After years out in Morro Bay?
Well, I was in Los Angeles for about 20 years, and then I moved up to Morro Bay for a few, and I just moved down to Florida in December.
What precipitated the idea to move east, as it were?
Well, I wanted to change my life, and I was doing most of my work on the East Coast, and I got tired of flying back and forth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about career plans, Roger? Are you currently writing? Obviously, some of the material was new. Do you have any recording plans, and what direction might those plans take?
Well, it's kind of, I'm between two companies right now. I was just over in London talking to somebody over there, And there's a guy from a record company in California that was just down in my house yesterday, and we were talking too. So between the two of them, I think I'll come out with a record deal.
At times in your career, you've alternated between electric playing and acoustic playing. Do you have a preference, and which way do you see it going for the next go-round of recordings for you?
Well, after having toured around for about 4 years as an acoustic artist and really having a love for it, I would like to do an acoustic album, but I'm not sure if that'll be the first thing I'll do. I might do an electric album first, and I might do an acoustic album first, but I'll definitely do an acoustic album at some point.
And what is it like for you to hear in the presentation of such young bands as R.E.M. or Big Country, very definite Bird influences, very definite Roger McGuinn influences?
Well, it's kind of flattering. It's fun. I feel like Chuck Berry or something.
I know we have some people here with questions for Roger. In fact, John Platt is out on the floor with one now. John, who are we talking to?
Well, who do we have here?
Mallory.
From?
Brooklyn.
Mallory has a blue outfit with a white coat. I hope everybody appreciates her fashion motif this morning. Mallory, did you have a question you wanted to ask Roger?
Yes, I wanted to know, out of all the Dylan songs, which one is your favorite?
Mr. Tambourine Man.
That's what you thought. Why is that, Roger?
Well, it was really good good for us, the first song we did, and I just like the words a lot. I really, you know, all the four verses of it, and it's really a wonderful poem and a great melody. I like it a lot.
Just checking.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Do we have, there was someone here at a front table, I think. Is there a hand up? Question for Roger?
I have a question, Roger. We just drove 50 miles to come in here. Out in Jersey, we can't find you. Where you been?
Well, I've been around. I was just up here about a month ago, as a matter of fact.
What's out there? The Stanhope House? Is that...
Where do you go in Jersey? Where do you have your...
Well, I haven't got any immediate plans to play in Jersey. If there are any club owners out there, have them call my agent.
Thank you.
Well, Roger, I hope that you will take the opportunity to hang around and grab some brunch and talk to some people individually. But before you go, do you think we can hit on you to do one more song for us?
Sure.
Okay, there we go.
Losing their ground. Great, great town.
Thank you.
That's my friend Roger McGuinn, and Roger will be appearing on Wednesday night. Roger will be at the Lone Star Cafe Wednesday night with Aztec Two-Step for two shows, 10:30 and 12:30. Go on down, see the complete set. And we will be back live from the Grand Ballroom of the Puck Building right after the news on WNEW-FM in New York.